At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to the all-new 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. KFNZ FM and AM, HD1 and HD2 Kansas City, an Odyssey sports station. Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good afternoon. Royals lose. They dropped the finale, they dropped the series, and they dropped to three games back of that final playoff spot. Three games back with 25 to play. Royals are shut out by the Detroit Tigers in today's rubber match. 5-0, your final score. Phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. There are plenty of reasons why this wasn't a great game, right? But the reason why it was a loss was the fact that you didn't score a run, all right? We could talk about Tyler Tolbert's adventures in center field and Luke Maley's pass ball and, shoot, even Michael Wacha's loss of command there in the fifth inning. But it all goes back to that big old goose egg. Zero runs on four hits. You know, save scapegoating anybody other than the offense. Now, listen. As Matt Quatrero pointed out, and as we already know, Tarek Skubal's great. We all understand his dominance this season and really for the past few seasons. He's great. You know, 7 innings of shutout baseball today. He wasn't elite today. You know, it's not as if the Royals had no chance against Tarek Skubal. No, they had base runners on in 5 of his 7 innings. So it's not as if he was just on a different level, and what are you going to do, you know? Might as well take a a table leg up there, right? No, that wasn't the case. Not how I was seeing Tarek Skubal. Now, again, he's outstanding. Maybe the best pitcher in the world. So even his B-plus afternoon is better than 95% of people in this game. I understand that. And I'm not trying to poo-poo how good he is. But the Royals had, again, runner on in the first, runners on the corners with two out in the second. What really hurts me is the third inning. No score, bottom three. Michael Garcia rips one up the third baseline for a leadoff double, right? Come on. Leadoff double with Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi due up. That has to be one run. Has to be. You're facing Skubal. There's your opportunity. Take the lead. Bobby did his job. He at least advanced Michael to third. But Vinny, for the second time this series, unable to get the job done. The only thing you can't do there is punch out, and that's exactly what he did as Skubal blows 98 past him. Vinny looks at the first pitch for a strike, fouls off the second, and then swings through 98. Salvi grounds out on the first pitch, and Michael Garcia stuck at third base. Two-out double from Mikey in the fifth, and Bobby pops out on the second pitch that he sees. So they had an opportunity. Your big dogs had an opportunity against their big dog. Bobby goes 0 for 2. Vinny and Salvi combined to go 0 for 2. Royals is a team today 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position, but the big opportunity there in the third. Now, do the Royals win if they score that run in the third? I don't know. Do they win if Tyler Tolbert makes that catch to deep center field off of the bat of Jake Rogers? No, they don't. They lose 1-0. They lose 2-0. You know, even if Tolbert makes that catch, it's still a sack fly. Tigers still go up 1-0, and as we all saw, Royals don't scratch across a run. They lose today 5-0, the final score, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. 913-586-7965. And man, what a great crowd out here tonight. If you were out here, if you were one of the near 24,000, I would love to hear from you because, boy, I could tell y'all wanted to explode. And it was never more evident than that first inning. Vinny Pasquantino's on first with two outs, and Salvi swings on top of a 1-2 offering and just dribbles it in front of the plate. Salvi, right? He's a future Hall of Famer, but nobody's going to confuse him with a burner. And Salvi's not quick down the first baseline. Even when he's busting it, he's not a quick man. But Salvi dribbles one in front of the plate, and the crowd's going nuts. They're expecting Salvi to beat this thing out. So you guys were outstanding. If you were one of the near 24,000 in the building this afternoon, I'd love to hear from you. 913-586-7965. Let's go to the Peterson and Associates phone line, and let's start off with Brian in Maryville. Brian, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Good afternoon. We were out at the stadium today. This was a game I wanted to see. The Royals were just two games back. I wanted to go toe-to-toe against Skubal. I wanted to see what we could do. I agree. I think there's two storylines to this game in my eyes. The fact we couldn't figure out Skubal, we couldn't scratch a run off of him. But I think the second storyline is, and this is where it becomes frustrating for me as a Royals fan, I don't think we put our best lineup on the field. And I think that was displayed in the fifth inning. I think there's more to the game than just offense. You got to put a good defense out there as well. And I think we compromised ourselves. We didn't put our best defense out there, and it showed, and I think it's one of the reasons we lost. I'll let you speak. But I hear what you say about we would have lost 1-0, 2-0. Maybe. I mean, you and I both know that the team attacks a 1-0 deficit different than a 4-0 deficit.
Sure. Yeah, Brian, thanks for the phone call. All right. Yeah, there you go. All right. So now I agree Kyle Isbell makes that play. I'm not going to fight you on that. And coming into the game, you knew it was going to be a low-scoring contest with Waka going opposite Tarek Skubal. You make up a fine point. Nice to hear from you, Brian. Christopher was in the building this afternoon. Christopher, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that the Royals did not play the best game today. I feel like the pitchers did do their job, just the defense did not really back them up. The bats were down, the gloves were down, and they did not make the greatest plays. On offense, they had their opportunities, but they didn't take it. Of course, Bobby Witt Jr. did do his job, getting that sacrifice fly and bringing Mikel to third. But then after Vinny and Salvi got out, then after that, we had a small amount of opportunities. We just did not really use them, and our defense did not do as well as they usually do. But I do feel like the Royals did have a chance, but they did blow it.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. Nice to hear from you, Christopher. Royals wrap up the month of August with the 16-12 record, the second best record in the American League this month. Royals are 3 games above 500. And 3 games back of that final playoff spot in the American League. Let's go to Mark in Roland Park. Mark, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Appreciate you taking the call. So I was at the game today, and I honestly really thought through the third inning, you know, Waka's out there. He's got, you know, probably 35 strikes, 7 balls. Looks really good out there. Obviously, we miss opportunities. We have a guy on third, one out, typical strikeout, right? And then gave it up pretty bad in the fifth. But it just, this team, we're so close, and we've been this 2-3, you know, away from the wild card spot. But we watching them is just frustrating. You know, like, you just see so many missed opportunities. It's almost like false hope. But they keep me coming back. I'm tuning in. So, you know, I love this team. I'm hanging in there. But also, walking the stadium, I agree with the guy, I think it was Brian. Why is Isbell not in center? I just don't understand that. I mean, the lineup was not our best lineup today, and we're coming to the home stretch here. We got to be putting our best foot forward, and that wasn't it. So I hope to see Kyle Isbell in center the rest of the season. You know, I don't know if he makes both those plays, but it certainly helps and gives us a little bit of a better advantage. So that's all I got, Vern. Appreciate you taking the call, and enjoy your show.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mark. Let's go to Juanita in Kansas City. Juanita, you're on the postgame show as the Royals are shut out by the Tigers in the finale. 5-0, the final score. Go ahead.
Yes. What do you think would have happened if our guys would have been on the game plan today?
If they would have been on the game plan?
Yeah.
I think they were on the game plan. Detroit's game plan was better, though, apparently.
Yeah. And another thing is, my dad, it started sprinkling. My dad thinks God was up there getting a little upset because we lost today. And he said that God started peeing on us. What do you think?
I think the Royals lost 5-0. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Now I got to think about that for the rest of the day. You think I don't already have enough on my mind? Now I'm thinking about Yahweh. All right. Anyway, hey, one thing I'm no longer thinking about is what's for dinner. Now I know what's for dinner. It's really, I mean, the options are so incredibly plentiful ever since my wife and I became guaranteed food customers. I mean, you know what it's like, a long day, a busy day. You're leaving the ballpark. Oh, God, we haven't had dinner. Do we really want to stop and pick up fast food or go out to eat? We just spend so much at the ballpark. Uh-uh. So that means what? You're going to go home and fix up the same old thing or heat up some leftovers? Uh-uh. You don't want any of that. What you want is Guaranteed Foods because they have a huge, better option of healthy food, quick and easy to fix, and it's all at your fingertips 24/7. I'm talking tender, all-natural USDA choice steaks, pork chops, delightful seafood, chicken breasts, burgers, and so much more. Now, what's maybe best is with Guaranteed Foods, there are no hassles trying to steal your time. No impulse buying at the grocery store. No picked over food selections that have been laying at the grocery store all day. Again, it's just a better, healthier way to feed your family. Get the facts. Do your own research today.
888-5000 Guaranteed Foods.
Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
1-1 pitch, swing and a ground ball pulled fair up the third baseline, past the diving McKinstry, headed for the corner. Extra bases for Garcia. He doubles to start the third inning. It's his 33rd double on the year.
That's the best moment of the game. Yeah, I think that's without question. I'm picking up what you're dropping, James Howell, back there at the studio on the ones and twos. Michael Garcia's leadoff double there in the third is this afternoon's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Check them out online, themvpkc.com, or call them up, 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. And nothing else really standing out defensively today from the Royals. Nothing really on the base paths. No, it's without question that leadoff double from Michael. He would advance to third again on Bobby Witt Jr.'s fly ball to center. He'd stay at third as Vinny struck out swinging through a fastball against Tarik Skubal. And then Salvi grounds out to end the threat. Michael, though, two hits, his team-leading 44th multi-hit game of the season. Garcia's one of six big leaguers that has already reached 150 base hits on the year. And two doubles today give him 34 for the season. That's sixth most in Major League Baseball. Royals lose, though, 5-0, the final score. They don't capitalize there in the bottom of the third. Tigers capitalize on a leadoff walk and an adventure in center field. They score four in the fifth. They get one off of Sam Long and Luke Maley in the eighth, and that's how we arrive at the 13th shutout of the season. Royals nada, Tigers 5. Let's go back to the phone lines, the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. We go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Going into this game, it was obvious to anybody that can look at records, this was a game that we had to win. We are against the guy that won the Cy Young last year and is going to win it this year. And so we put this lineup out there. And I know everybody's picking on Tolbert, and I do too. The last game that he played in left field, he did one of those allays and missed the ball and screwed it up. Today, there's no doubt that Isbell would have caught that ball. There's absolutely no doubt. I understand we didn't score. So, you know, you need to score to do this. But if you look at statistics, Isbell against left-handers, Cy Young winners or anybody else, is 222. Tolbert's 180. Isbell can catch the ball and chase the ball and get it. Tolbert can't. Tolbert gets on base and gets caught out there. He should be in the minors. He would be in the minors except for Cagliano this year. And to have him out there is just totally ridiculous. I agree. We got a score. We didn't. What happens? We've now lost ground to everybody but the Yankees. somebody has to look at these statistics because I'm not that good at it, but I can sure read them better than somebody else that's running that place. I just think it is a ridiculous way to approach a game that you absolutely have to win.
Why did they have to win this game, Rick?
Well, every game we lose.
But you said today they had to win this game. Why? Why is this game more important than Tuesday's game?
Well, it isn't, but at least you want to have a fighting chance at it.
So it's not a must-win. It's not as big as you're making it out to be.
Well, aren't we running out of games?
Well, of course, yeah. But yesterday's game was just as big as today's. Tuesday's is just as big as today. Every game is a playoff game from here on out. Okay. They're all massive.
Well, can you justify at all having Tolbert in center field today?
Yeah. I mean, he has speed. He's coming off. I mean, last night he was a hero, right? Drawing that walk, leading into Bobby's two-run home run. Kyle Isbell actually hitting a little bit worse than what you mentioned. He's a .218 hitter against lefties with an OPS about 175 points below league average. Fine. He makes that catch. He also would go 0-for-3 likely at the dish. Who knows? Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and scream about Tyler Tolbert because to me, I didn't show up to watch Tyler Tolbert. I didn't show up to watch Kyle Isbell. I showed up to see Bobby and Waka and Vinny and Salvi, and all four of them let me down. Rick, I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Scott in Independence. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Vern?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I was one of the many out there today at Kauffman. Keep hearing about Tolbert. I mean, analytics-wise, I mean, it's a right-handed batter against a lefty out there. I mean, you know, Q is not wrong for, you know, trying that out. I don't think that's a big mishap right there. They just didn't get it done today. I mean, Michael came out, you know, got on base, and it's one of those days. I mean, you know, going into the series with the Angels, it's go time. I mean, you know, two out of three are sweeps, probably the expectation, I'd say. But, it was just flat today. These things happen. It's not not that they're a bad team. It's just, you know, you look for after last night's heroics, you know, Bobby went yard in the eighth and put him up, and then they managed to get it done. But, Kubel came out. He's not a huge strikeout pitcher, but he gets outs. Hitters hit. They pop out. They ground out. I mean, you know, they weren't going to go out there and just get a gimme today. But, it is what it is. It was still a good time at the ballpark. A lot of people out there today. The energy was good. Shake this one off and then move into the next series with the Angels and, you know, sweep or take two out of three.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I appreciate your attitude. I hear a lot of people say, hey, I want to win two out of three. But then in that one loss, we tend to act as if the sky's falling. We got 25 to go. It'd be great if they won all 25. I don't think they're going to. They're three games above 500. Three games back of the Seattle Mariners. This.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Whole, how many games do they need to win? Oh, you got to take this many from that team, and this team stinks, so you got to beat them, and this team's really good, so let's stop. Every game is a playoff game from here on out. Every game is equally large. Now, outside of those three coming up with the Seattle Mariners, right, as things stand in the wild card race, those are worth more than today's game against Detroit. But that three-game series coming up with the Angels is just as big as this three-game series against Detroit. The three-game set coming up with the Minnesota Twins is just as big as this series against Detroit. Nice to hear from you. Let's go to Josh in Independence. Josh, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, man. Impressed with you name-dropping Yahweh there for a second. But anyway, I'm not gonna overreact or anything like that because, I mean, the Tigers are in first place for a reason. They are the better team this year. But you said something a little bit earlier, and that's what I was thinking about. You said that they let you down, and I think that that's kind of like the whole theme of today, with the runners in scoring position and the batting average there, and then.
And they let themselves down more than they let me down, of course. I think we all realize that. They want it even more than we do. Go ahead, Josh. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no. You're totally fine. But I agree with that. And, even like Luke Maley, I hope he's okay. But like, just kind of like the whole thing was a letdown. And there was still hope. Like, you could feel it in the stadium today.
Yeah.
You could still feel, okay, we just got to get over this hump. Maybe one big hit. And there was still that hope there. Until that fifth run, when that fifth run crossed over, it did kind of deflate the air out of the stadium a little bit. You could feel it.
Sure.
I went to the game with a buddy of mine from Detroit, and so he was kind of giving me a little riz here and there, but whatever.
Yeah, he's a Lions fan.
Yeah, he is a Lions fan, too.
Yeah, enjoy the Lions, bro. Right, exactly. Josh, but, nice to hear from you, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate the phone call, and I'm glad you guys had a good time. Royals lose 5-0. Brian was at the game. He joins us. He's on 96.5 The Fan. Brian, how are you?
Hey, we're doing good. Hey, Vern, just want to say, long-time caller, first-time listener, was at the game tonight, and everybody's talking about, vibes are up, good vibes. I didn't see it. We got runners in scoring position damn near all day. We can't get him in. Garcia, that leadoff double everybody keep talking about. Yeah, good hit. Let's get the boys in. We got runs, win games. Defense, all right. Walker pitched a hell of a good first four innings. He got rattled after a couple good hits. I think we need to get him locked in and keep playing. And then I'm going to hang up and I'm going to let you talk off air, but I want to give a big shout out to Juanita. And Juanita, praise God.
Yeah, I feel like you're sitting next to Juanita. Neither one of your phone calls were all that entertaining or as funny as you think they were. Let's hear what Michael Wacha had to say after the game.
No, I felt like I was in a good little groove there. Those, like you said, first four innings. And, yep, going out for the fifth. Started off with a leadoff walk. And then, just lost command, I would say, of that fastball. Gave up a little bloop single there. But yeah, after that, it was, you know, a lot of pitches in the middle of the zone.
And that triple from Jake Rogers in the fifth, did you feel like that was a ball that, that potentially could be cut, or what were we thinking off of the bat?
That ball was smoked, so yeah, I figured it was going to get down from off the bat.
Michael, congratulations also on your prayer for your son. What has this, these couple of days been like just preparing for this game and getting back out here?
Thank you, I appreciate that. No, it's been a wild, you know, kind of past few days for sure. You know, a lot of exciting moments for sure. But yeah, still was game planning for these guys. You know, it was kind of fortunate that I just pitched against these guys my last start. So, you know, had just kind of scouted these guys a week prior. So, yeah, no, it's been an amazing past few days, and, you know, it's good to get back here with the guys, though, for sure, too.
All right, there you go. That's Michael Wacha, a few days after the birth of his first son. Congratulations to him and his wife. He's now 8-11 on the season. Wacha goes 4 2/3 innings, gives up 4 runs on 5 hits, walks 1, strikes out 4. The 4 earned runs surrendered by the veteran right-hander. The most he's given up in almost 2 months. Got to go back to the beginning of July when he gave up 4 against the Diamondbacks in the desert. Our Guaranteed Foods player of the game is a different pitcher from this game today, Jonathan Bolin. He came in the 7th inning, Royals trailing 4-0. A man on second with nobody out. Now that man reached second base. Jake Rogers, again, benefiting from some poor execution in the outfield, let's say that. Rogers lifts a 1-1 offering from Daniel Lynch to left center field. Left fielder Nick Lofton comes over, center fielder Tyler Tolbert. They converge. Tyler's calling for it. I don't think Lofton heard him. And now the ball fell. Falls for a double, so Lynch is charged with an extra base hit, even though that ball must be caught. Tyler, got to catch it. Lofton, it's the center fielder's ball. I mean, he knows that. You hear him, you got to peel off. Maybe he didn't hear him. Either way, Tyler, you're calling for it. Go get it. So man on second with nobody out. Q goes to the bullpen and brings in Jonathan Bolin after A.J. Hinch goes to his bench to bring in a righty in Andy Ibañez. Bolin gets Ibañez to ground out. He gets Cole Keith to strike out, staring at 95. And then after a walk to Gleyber Torres, Bolin's able to get Kerry Carpenter swinging through 96. So a scoreless 7th inning for Jonathan Bolin, who since returning from Omaha has thrown 4 2/3 hitless innings of relief. 4 2/3 innings, 5 strikeouts, only 2 base runners. And he strands a big one there in the 7th. So Jonathan Bolin is today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. And they've been doing that since 1958. Check it out for yourself. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Let's go back to the calls. And Bob in Kansas City. Bob, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. I've got a little time this weekend to watch baseball and keep up with your show. As I mentioned, I think the first night, Wednesday night, that we were seeing a lot more discipline at the plate. And that the Royals have been doing really good since the All-Star break. But we didn't really see that today. You know, Lugo was at 60 pitches, top of the third, nobody out. Lugo's thrown 60. We lost that game. And then we get our new traded pitcher in there, Koki. He was at 60 pitches in the 6th inning, nobody out. So he actually went 3 innings further throwing the same amount of pitches. And Flattery, when we won, was at 100 pitches when they took him out, over 100 pitches, when they took him out, what, in the 6th, wasn't it, Vern? So when the Royals are disciplined at the plate, they get the runs. They knock out the starting pitching, and we see run production.
I thought they had some great at-bats against, I mean, 16 pitches in the first, 20 in the second. Scooble's as good as there is on the planet.
Right. So so we're seeing a lot of improvement in the offense since the All-Star break. What everybody's missing is that Isabel, Adam Frazier, and Yaz, almost, they're all hitting around 300 since the All-Star break. None of them were in the game that we wanted to win the home series against. And what's important about this game, Vern, if we can't beat Detroit at home, how are we going to beat them in the playoffs? That's what's important about this game.
No, it's about getting to the playoffs. Who cares if you get to the playoffs? In 2014, you weren't saying that the Royals were going to roll through the A's and Angels and Orioles
true,
and take the Giants
Vern, but
to
if we,
seven.
If so just we beat them at home, we have a little more hope in the playoffs. Let's just go that route. Okay? We can't even beat them at home. And no,
you just did last night. What are you talking about?
We beat them last night when our 300 hitters were in the lineup, Vern.
So you don't understand why those guys weren't in the lineup?
You
don't understand why they weren't in the lineup, Bob?
Yeah, I do understand, Vern, and they're wrong. Analytics is wrong. It was proven wrong today.
It's not analytics.
Every bat he put in the lineup today didn't get a hit. Okay, they didn't get a hit. Zero runs with your analytics. And you took out 300 hitters, which you would never do with Hal McRae, George Brett, or anybody else hitting 300. So, yes, this is definitely on the coach. And I can't believe you take the position that coaching doesn't matter in your wins and losses. The coaching
I've never said it doesn't matter. I say you overblow it.
You think I'm overblowing it?
Yeah, I do. I mean, if you're chalking up the reason why Mike Yastrzemski wasn't in the lineup today to analytics, yeah, I'm sorry, that's foolish.
Yeah, Vern. They didn't like the pitching lineup against Yaz today. That's analytics. That's the only reason he wasn't in the lineup. And you know what? He's hitting as good as anybody else you're putting in there, and he's most certainly playing defense better than anybody else.
Bob, why do you think he's hitting 300? Because he doesn't face lefties. That's why he's hitting 300. Come on, man. It's not analytics to watch the game to know how he's hitting against lefties. That's not analytics. Watch the game. Man, oh, man. It's just, sometimes you guys are just so predictable. It's embarrassing. And not you, Bob, but in baseball fans is what I'm talking about. All of you. How did I do a two-hour show last night and nobody mentions the manager? All the pinch hit moves, all the bullpen moves, nobody mentions them. They get shut out today, and it's, hey, if we would have put that guy who has like a 400 OPS against lefties, if we would have put him in there against a lefty, that would have changed everything. You know, everyone's tagging Tarek Skubal. Duh. Everyone beats this dude up. Boy, if Adam Frazier and Mike Yastrzemski were in there, we would have been the next team to pound the best lefty on the planet. If the manager is such a bozo, how are they here? How are they three games above 500? When for the first 100 games, they had statistically, not analytically, there's a difference, statistically the worst offense in the history of this franchise. How are they here? How are they on the cusp of going to the postseason under that manager for a second straight season? How? What other managers have taken this organization to consecutive postseasons? And I'm not even saying Q is going to do it. Hauser, Yost, Whitey. Come on. You just got to be better than this. It can't be every loss is the manager's fault and every win they won in spite of. Well, I guess it can because that's exactly what y'all did to Ned Yost. And now you're taking pictures with him every time you see him around the stadium or at spring training. And, oh, Ned, we love you. No, you didn't. You wanted him run out of town. You were calling him a bozo. Clean it up. And Bob, if you've been watching baseball since Hal McRae and George Brett, you haven't learned any humility. You haven't watched enough of this game of failure to say, you know what, I might not know everything. I mean, to just speak so declaratively, so convinced of what you're saying. You know, there's only 32 general managers in this sport, on this planet. Only 32 managers in Major League Baseball. And that doesn't earn any of your respect. To me, it does. So, no, yeah, I try to understand where the manager is coming from rather than using the benefit of hindsight and always thinking he's an idiot. Let's go to Guy in Gladstone. Guy, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
What's up, man? Hey, I'm looking at my notes, and I want to say that your pregame show, I can never listen to. I barely make the first pitch. Can you put that on All Things Vern? Because that's the only way I'm going to ever catch it. I know we've talked about this before, and you don't want
to. Yeah, no, it dies the second they throw first pitch. It's
I don't believe it. And man,
well, I appreciate it, but the bosses have already put the kibosh on.
Well, what about when you're on the shows and then your interviews are not on All Things Vern? Is that
yeah? They're supposed to do that, but yeah, I don't know. Hey, you know, you got to take that up
Cody
with the
and
shows.
Gold, if you're listening, Drew, yeah. Hook it up now. This man deserves it, and you know it.
Wow, that's
he
very
helps
nice
your show
to
out.
That.
You should help him. Hey, the Cy Young thing. I remember texting a long time ago. And I said, we always get outpitched by these average or below average pitchers. We make them all look like Cy Youngs. And I know there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way, but Sam McDowell actually backed me up. And he's got numbers out there. If anyone wants to look, he's got numbers. We do stink against below average pitching, especially this year. Probably had a lot to do with a lot of at-bats at the beginning of the year, just not very professional at-bats. And then
yeah,
when we get
awful.
Some veterans in here.
Yeah, the season numbers,
yeah.
I don't think, reflect the team that we're watching right now. So a lot of that you throw out the window.
Maybe. But as a fan, and like you said, we watch a lot of Royals baseball. We probably see it a lot. I don't think it's that simple. I do think we stink against below average pitching.
But that's not today. I mean, Tarek Skubal.
No, not today. Yeah, the Cy Young actually... You know, he deserves it. That's
fine.
But
right.
I bring it up today because he won the Cy Young last year. He's going to win the Cy Young this year. And maybe that was whatever. I'm going to move on to outfield platoons. They need to go away. I'm not a fan. I was really mad when they didn't make an offseason move for an outfielder. Any of the outfield positions, but especially left field and right field, needed to be addressed. And instead, we went in there with Melendez and Renfro, and that was awful. We all knew it was going to be awful, and it was, and the outfield platoons just need to go away. We got to get some bona fide ball players that can play every day. Yeah, we like to go see the big guys, but I want them to be one of the big guys. Why can't we have an outfielder?
Well, everyone wants a lineup that you put in there every single day. You know, every
I guess
team's
that's true,
searching
but,
for that.
Okay, now, speaking of the offseason, we got Estevez and we got India. To me, those were moves you make when you're heading into the playoffs. Those were moves they made at the beginning of the season. And
well, the reason why they made the Estevez move is because they tried to get that outfield bat struck out a couple of times, still had the money, and thankfully still decided to spend it to make this team better. And I would say spent it pretty wisely as he leads the American League in saves.
I agree with that. I just also, I'm one of those guys that think, hey, you guys got more money than that.
That's fair.
There's something out there.
You're right. Sure.
Yeah, there's
sure.
a way.
Yep.
And as far as India goes, I'll just go back to, I called in 23 and I was so excited to see Michael, what he could do in 24. And we know that he didn't hit well, play well in 24, but in 25, he's showing what he is, man. In 23, I knew he was a baller. That guy can – he's just
But he
clutch.
Didn't show it in 24. I mean,
no,
you understood
not.
Where they were
absolutely
coming from
not.
On the India trade. I'm not saying I was celebrating Jonathan India coming here.
Okay.
But I understood what they wanted. They wanted a leadoff
Me
hitter
too.
Because Michael failed to capitalize on the opportunity.
So why did they give up completely on Michael? Did they not look at this kid and say, hey, we can fix this?
I mean, why did they
didn't give up on
him.
He was on the opening day roster, and they stuck with him all offseason.
They went and got India. To me, when they went and got India to lead off, that was giving up on Mikel. And I just didn't see in one season what he did to lose that spot. Now, the only reason I really don't like
him. But he didn't lose that spot. He hit leadoff today. They just tried to improve their roster, which is – I didn't want them to keep trying to force. You're yelling about MJ Melendez and Hunter Renfro, and we knew it wasn't going to work.
Those guys are gone. I'm not worried about them. But India –
Yeah, I know, but you brought him up. You said the outfield
– Yeah.
Listen. You said we knew that Renfro and MJ were going to stink, and they stuck with them anyway. They stuck with Mikel, even though the track record of 2024.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Said he was going to stink. But how many guys did you want them to stick with without trying to improve the roster? So Jonathan India, to me, wasn't waving a white flag on Mikel Garcia. It was insurance in case they all stink. Unfortunately, Melendez did stink. Renfro did stink. Massey did stink. Mikel really saved the day for the first half of the season and really saved Jonathan India's bacon as well.
But my biggest issue with India is he just don't have a glove. There's nowhere to put him.
Yeah, and they've been putting him on the bench, if you've noticed. So, you know, thankfully they've done that. I wanted them to move him out of the leadoff position a lot earlier than they did, but they did it, and now they're transitioning him to a bench spot. And, you know, if they get to October, who knows if he's even on the team.
All right, well, look, I don't think this year, I think Detroit's just a better team as far as today goes.
Yeah, that's not a
I think they're just a better team. They're a better team this year.
Yeah, we knew that coming into the series.
We did, and they proved it. And it's hard to make up games when you're at this point of the season and everybody ahead of you is a winning team and they continue to win.
Yeah.
So it's just one of
those. That's why you shouldn't have the worst offense ever for the first 100 games.
Exactly.
That makes it very difficult for you to make up.
We address the outfield position better than we did this. Not give up and go get a pitcher, but actually let's go get a bona fide outfielder, please.
Well, you got Jack Caglione's going to be your right fielder next year, right?
Yeah, but I haven't seen enough to think that he's going to give me a professional at bat every time.
Oh, okay. And so you're not even on board with giving Cags a spot on the opening day lineup next year? To me, it's already in Penn. He's in right field.
That would only look, when I heard JJ talk about what they're going to do at the end of this season, it kind of bled into next season. It kind of bled into the offseason. They're maybe going to talk to Yaz about sticking around. And then that just tells me, okay, well, now we have platoons going.
I don't see that. Yeah,
you don't? Okay.
No, I don't see that. I mean, you have Jack Caglione. He's on the 40-man roster. He's your opening day right fielder or DH. He's an everyday player, game one, for the rest of his time in Kansas City. I appreciate the phone call. Nice to talk with you. Appreciate the conversation. 913-586-7965. Royals have now lost 5 straight rubber games against the Detroit Tigers. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Lauren in Olathe. Lauren, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. My husband and kids, big-time fans of yours. They listen all the time. We just left
you
the
not
game.
So much, right?
Sometimes I do.
I'm just playing. Go ahead.
Just left the game. Very disappointing loss. I spent most of it at the carousel. Came back. We were down 4. Very disappointing.
Yeah.
Did the fun run, and I just wanted to shout out what a great job the grounds crew does with the grass. And if my husband and kids could take note and replicate it at home, but maybe next time, Royals.
That's a great phone call. They do. Just an outstanding job. Oh, get the kids out there for the fun run. Nothing better than that. Nice to hear from you, Lauren. Royals fall 5-0, shutout at home by the Detroit Tigers. Shutout for the 13th time this season. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to Todd. You're next up on the postgame show. Todd, go ahead.
Hey, Josh, first-time caller, long-time listener. Been a Royals fan all the time, watching Brett chase 400 back in 1980. I got a problem with how Q continues to platoon the outfield. Yaz and Isbell need to be the permanent players in right and center field. Isbell would not have misplayed that fly ball that cost Walker all kinds of runs and pretty much the Royals the game. If they want to platoon in left field with Frazier and Grichuk,
they do.
The other two need to stay solid in there. Yeah,
well, they need to start hitting left-handers better then.
Well, Tolbert can't hit anybody, and neither can Lofton. So left or right, they can't hit. So why are we even playing those and we get suffered with the defense? I would rather have the defense put up zeros and have those guys not hit well than give up runs and them not hit well.
Right. So you'd rather get shut out than get shut out. I got
they
you. No doubt. Yeah. No, Todd, I appreciate the phone call. You make a great point. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Maybe I'm just grumpy because I didn't really eat all that well up in the press box. Didn't like what they were serving, wolfed down a soft pretzel, and then that's basically just eating regret. I haven't had to do that very often. No, not since my wife and I became Guaranteed Foods customers. Because you may not realize this, but up to 70% of the food in grocery stores is not healthy. It's ultra-processed. It's filled with additives and chemicals and coloring and all sorts of crazy stuff. Again, you want to eat healthy. If you want your family to eat healthy, Guaranteed Foods has 100% of their all-natural products totally additive-free. They're as healthy as you're going to get. It's loaded with nutrition. It's all portion packaged, so you're not wasting food where you're forced to make like 15 chicken breasts. We only want 3.
Now it's all portion packaged. You're all set. And it's all delivered by appointment directly to your shelves. So it saves you time. It saves you money. And it's as healthy as you're going to find. Again, take it from me, man. It's even better than it sounds. Tell them Vern sent you.
888-5000 Guaranteed Foods or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
For the first time since before the All-Star break, Royals drop a series here at Kauffman Stadium. They fall to the first-place Tigers 5-0 in the finale, dropping the rubber game, and the record drops to 3 games above .500. Royals remain 3 games back of Seattle for that final wild card spot in the American League. Mariners come to Kauffman Stadium in a little over 2 weeks. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Tariq Skubal throws 7 shutout innings. Michael Wacha doesn't finish the 5th. We go to the phone lines, and JD, the DJ, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, man.
Yes, it's not the manager. It's not the team. I give the manager an A++. I also give my team an A++. But what I need to do is get a frog in there to show them how to leapfrog. They got 3 games to do that. But I know that they're going to make it. So how does that sound, Vern?
That sounds like someone that hands out A++'s. JD, thanks for the phone call. Thank you. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Tyler Tolbert had to say after his adventurous Sunday.
I should have known the wind was blowing a little bit, you know, pushing a little bit more. Did my normal read and just get the wind, push it, and Rogers hit it off the wall, and that's what it is. I mean, it's going to be a tough catch because, you know, it hit off the wall, but at the same time, I got to make that play, you know. He'll walk out because he's busting his tail up there.
And out of the bat, did you feel like you could make that play?
It's going to be tough. But, like, at the end of the day, you got to feel like you got to catch. You want to help out your pitcher. You want to catch anything. So I take accountability of it. Even though if I do catch it, I want to score one. And dead limits the beginning. So I take full responsibility of it.
In the pop-up between you and Lofton,
yeah.
Was it a miscommunication between you two? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we were both just calling for it at the same time. We just didn't hear each other, and then we, you know, it got really close, and we let one drop, and I take responsibility again because I'm the center fielder, and I got priority, so that's all on me. Bowling and Lynch, all our pitchers, you know, they did a good job making sure that run's not scoring right there. So, yeah, I take all responsibility for it. I'll be better for it, you know, keep working and be better.
There you go. Great job. FanDuel Sports Network with the audio. Great job by the rookie, Tyler Tolbert. Royals lose 5-0. We go to Blake. He was at the game today. He was one of the near 24,000 in the building. What's happening, Blake?
Not a lot, Vern. Just driving back to Arkansas. Hey, I always appreciate you always taking time before the game to visit with me. I know you get some crazies, and it's nice to just have somebody normal to talk ball to before you go into the stands.
I enjoy it, man. It's a good time. Always enjoy, talking ball, having a good combo.
Yeah. I have a couple of interesting thoughts that I'm just sitting here thinking about on the road. Is there a chance that we take either Yaz or Frazier and try to re-sign them? I mean, we know that JJ and Q both have had the tendency to bring back what has worked for them in the past with the Frazier trade this year. And I feel like Yaz is playing too well for us not to at least give him a look and maybe make him the everyday left fielder, because that's still a big question mark even after Jack comes back.
Well, he's not going to be the everyday. You've already seen he's only facing righties.
Well, fair enough. And you think since Frazier's kind of in the same boat that they're going to have to pick one or the other?
No, No. They certainly, you know, going back to the previous caller, they certainly have enough money to bring both back, and they don't have a bunch of bats banging on the door in the minor leagues outside of Caglione and Carter Jensen. No, I wouldn't be opposed to either one of those two guys returning to the Royals next season. Obviously, Adam Frazier was sorely missed, and Mike Yastrzemski's really taken off. But listen, Yaz is more of a right fielder than anything else. And, you know, unless you're moving Vinny, Jack Caglione's going to be your right fielder.
No, fair enough. That's kind of where we're at. We just got so many of these 4A guys we talked about yesterday that just keep coming up and down, and that's just an empty spot. And I'm hoping that one of those two guys would fill it, but I understand right. that there's pluses and minuses on both of them. So I appreciate you as always, and have a good rest of your show.
Yeah, you drive safe, Blake. Nice talking to you. Yeah, had a great conversation with Blake before the game. You had a nice weekend out here, didn't you? 913-586-7965. Our text line's still messed up, so I'm sure you guys are trashing me on the text line. Sorry, I can't respond. Bobby's hitting streak comes to an end. It ends at 18 games. Bobby, one of three players in Royals history to have multiple 18-game hitting streaks in their career. George had two, Whit Merrifield had two, and now Bobby has two. The only difference is Bobby has both of his this season, and Bobby's not retired, right? Bobby is going to have plenty of opportunities to rattle off another 18-game hitting streak. Shoot, he might do it over these final 25. Who knows? Let's go to Matt in Kansas City. Matt, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How's it going?
All right. How are you?
Hey, man. I got to go out today with my kids and my dad and watch a Major League Baseball game, so I'm doing awesome.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah. That's like the American thing right there, you know?
Yeah, USA, baby.
Let's go. So I call in from time to time. I could talk baseball with you all day. I think I know the game pretty well. I get the not going to dig in the lefty righty splits and sits and starts. I understand why we played who we did. I mean, I'm not going to chalk too much up to losing to Tarek Skubal. He's like, I don't know, the best lefty I've seen since a young Kershaw, maybe. I don't know. That's who came to mind. So
that's pretty good. Pretty good.
That's like I give us like a 5% chance to win today. I mean, it's just you got to get him on a down day. The guy is amazing. But the platoons and all that, I get all that. I know why Q did what he did. I think we all know the problem. We got a locked up, solid infield in arms. It's the outfield. We all know that. Don't want to beat a dead horse. But I was talking to my dad today. I want to pick your brain. Mm-hmm. Next year, if they're all healthy, I think this is the first time I can say this as a Royals fan. We're going to have Reagans, Lugo, Waka, Noah Cameron, Berger, Kolek, and there's a few names I'm not thinking. That's a
Bubich. You didn't even mention Bubich.
Bubich, my goodness.
Oh, my Bubich. Goodness.
For next year, I mean,
stop.
Okay, this
you
year.
You got to move one of them, don't you?
Yes, that's my point. I know we tried to get Santander. I know we traded Singer.
Right.
Maybe we package a Bubich with the Carter Jensen. We got all kinds
of. Whoa. Hang on, Matt. Matt, here's the thing with Bubich. But hang on. If I'm another team and you call offering Chris Bubich, how do I know he's any good? I haven't seen him pitch well since before the All-Star game.
You dangle Noah Cameron out there?
Now we're talking. But not if I'm another general manager, now we're talking. But if I'm J.J. Piccolo, I'm not trying to part with 5 years of team control of a lefty with that type of ability and that type of composure. I know it's a dicey conversation, negotiation. You wonder, does Michael Waka's name come up? I don't think the clubhouse could handle that. I love what Waka brings to the clubhouse.
I do too. But isn't that an amazing makeup for a starting rotation we have for next year?
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
no, that's why.
Matt, that's why I think you should already expect the division title next year. Like, that should be the expectation, just like it was this year.
So how do we go out? What would you say? I don't know who's available. I know Santander and Profar we went after. What would you – I know we let go of Singer in India. I'm not completely giving up on. I think he could be a, you know, a good bat. What would you package, Vern? Who are some potential targets we could go after that makes sense?
Yeah, Matt, I appreciate the phone call. I've been so thoroughly impressed with this front office, I don't even try to keep up with them because I didn't hear anybody, even the best of the best. I'm talking the Ken Rosenthals and Jeff Passans. I didn't hear anybody talking about Cole Reagans at the trade deadline in 2023. Nobody's talking Lucas Erceg at the trade deadline last year, and nobody was mentioning this Ryan Burgert kid this year at the trade deadline. So I don't know who that front office and that analytics department is eyeballing, but I like it, right? And Kolek, Burgert, Yastrzemski, Grichuk, Frazier. You know, when this front office identifies someone, certainly at the deadline, boy, oh boy, it's certainly paid dividends. As far as what I would be willing to give up, man, if I'm parting with a pitcher, I control the conversation. That's how I feel. Pitching is the currency. And that's why, going back to the Brady Singer trade, that's why I wasn't necessarily throwing a parade. I traded in a slightly above league average pitcher for a slightly above league average position player. I'm always going to choose the pitcher. So if I'm running this thing, and thank God I'm not, and I have that stable of horses that you just rattled off, I think they'll come to you. Now, once they know these arms are open for business, call with your best offer, I think you'll get some pretty tasty offers. Now, you might not like that they're mentioning Cole Reagans or Michael Wacha or Ryan Burgert or Noah Cameron, all the guys you really don't want to move, but that's how it goes. That's trades. It's got to hurt a little bit. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. Royals are limited to just four hits today. Michael Massey had a second inning single. Massey's now batting .368 since returning from his rehab assignment. Vinny Pasquantino had a first inning knock. Nice job by Vinny. Facing off with Tarek Skubal. Remember, the last time these two teams faced each other, Vinny was batting seventh against Skubal. That's how bad Vinny was going early in the season. Now, of course, you're leaving him in that three spot. And then the other two hits came courtesy of Michael Garcia, a pair of doubles. Mikey's batting .375 in 16 games as the Royals' leadoff hitter this season. All right, again, text line, I apologize. Unable to dive into all the disgusting things I'm sure you're saying. Well, outside of you, Katie in North Carolina, but the rest of you heathens, can't see it, sorry. And I won't be able to see it until Tuesday when the Royals return to action right here at Kauffman Stadium as Michael Lorenzen is on the hill squaring off with the Angels. Lorenzen play for the Angels? I don't think so. No. But he's going to square off with Mike Trout and a suddenly just blown up Angels rotation. I don't know who they're going to throw. I don't even know how many starters they have healthy right now. So keep your head up, Royals fans. You got three with the Angels, three with the Twins. You got six more here at home. I hope to see you Tuesday night at the K. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I appreciate you listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out! at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.